is the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life.
Welcome back, everybody. Today's episode 57, to vent or not to vent?
That is the question. We were way off. Let's try it one more time.
That is the question. Can you say that without saying that is the question?
Like if you say to or not to,
yeah,
that is the question. You have to say it.
You can't say
it. And then do you have to give rights to Shakespeare?
I don't think so.
What's he going to do? Call us out? Anyways, that was a tangent. Okay, so today we are definitely talking about the idea of venting and whether we should, quote unquote, should vent or we shouldn't vent, and just kind of bring some awareness to this topic that we decided pretty much everyone is probably dealing with. You want to jump in or you want me to keep going?
Yeah. We've had this pattern. I've had this pattern for a long time. I leave the house in the morning, come home at night, and the first order of business is to unload all the bad things that happen throughout that day.
To me.
To you. Yes.
And
if anyone else was here could listen, but usually it's to you.
No, yeah. You usually wait till they leave and then let's be honest, you're kind of a private guy.
So I saw that as venting. Mm-hmm. But then when you put awareness on it, you realize there's a point where you cross into complaining. Mm-hmm. So when does venting become complaining?
And when does holding in something that's bothering you become dangerous or unhealthy? Mm.
Which is something that you've brought awareness to most recently, that I was a fan of, or a model of, holding it in. Because if you don't vent, then you just hold it in and it doesn't affect anybody.
Except for it builds up.
Yourself.
It manifests as sometimes physical illness or emotional blocks that you're just not aware of or you're not processing. So I think that the old saying, you got to feel it to heal it, is really key here. But what is the difference between venting and complaining? What do you think?
I like to think of venting as releasing. So bless and release, if you like that model or that idea, but releasing this frustration or this energy that you have inside. Mm-hmm. But once it's been released and you stay on it, that's why I don't like venting, is because...
But you just said you did vent a bunch. You don't like
it. That's why I was maybe more fearful of venting, because once you vent and you release it, if you keep going, it becomes complaining and then you're attracting it right back. So that's why I was kind of opposed to venting in the beginning, because I felt like I'm just feeding the monster and I keep the momentum going.
Right. And last night I had this major aha that kind of led to this episode. And I said, there's a few things that stress me out today and I can't decide if I want to talk to you about them and kind of get it out in the open so that I can bless and release it? Or is that just talking about my problem? Is it really useful to go through and pinpoint every single thing in my day that was stressful or stress-inducing? Is that useful? And I actually said that to you. I said, if I seem kind of heavy, it's because of this. These things, there's some things that stress me out. Whether or not I want to go through and explain them each to you, I'm still trying to decide. And then I kind of had this big aha where it was, if I can bless and release them without venting, then I should. I can embrace that. I could do that. If, on the other hand, I'm just having a hard time processing it all, and it would really benefit me from just speaking it and expressing it and putting it into words, getting it out of my head and into the world, then I should indeed vent for a bit. And some people don't have a sounding board like you and I do. Mm-hmm. For some people, it may be a parent or a friend, and all of that's wonderful, or a therapist, a coach. All of that's great, but also there are times where just writing it down can be the same benefit. Plus, no one has to then be the tough sounding board that puts up with that every evening. So to me, that was that big, okay. If it will help me emotionally process to discuss it, then indeed vent about it. But if on the other hand, you find yourself saying, I don't really want to just talk about my problems, I feel like I can heal and deal with these on my own, there's no real need to bring them up. So that to me is the distinction to make. Do I really need to vent and discuss this, or can I process this on my own? That's the first light of awareness. And then beyond that, the next step of awareness I think that is really key is, if I continue to vent, am I venting or am I complaining? mm-hmm. because we can become so addicted to our problems.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, did you have something else to say about that, or do you?
I'm just thinking through my own personal process, because I believe like pain and pretty much anything you're aware of is there for a reason. And venting, I guess, can help you find the reason why it's there. I guess that's what I was trying to put together, if I believe that, which I do believe that. I do believe that if I'm in pain, like even hurting my toes the other day, I did that. I physically did that. I kicked a guy in the leg on accident and jammed my toes in soccer, not on the street.
Yeah. good thing.
But that pain's there for a reason. That pain is telling me, hey, don't do that again. And then when I reflect on that, I even think even more that maybe before that happened, I was frustrated about something else. So maybe that's the awareness I need to bring to this, is some frustration.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Way before that. You know what I mean? But it resulted in toe pain.
So I quickly brought mm-hmm. out, I wanted to quickly define the word vent. And I was reading it through. It was like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. And then it says, as a verb, a similar word is to let out. And I think that the opposite of letting out is keeping it in.
Yeah.
And so if we're continually keeping in, but not processing, not understanding, not healing and dealing and feeling, then we're keeping in so much. And so it can be really dangerous, or it can be really unhealthy for us in the physical and in our emotional world mm-hmm. if we aren't able to let it out. So this idea of venting, I think, is huge, to be able to let out your emotion and to freely feel any emotion that you're dealing with. Someone recommended a video by Matt Kahn that I listened to, and he was talking about how to freely feel any and every emotion. It's a simple way. He said, simply allow yourself to say something like, I am angry. It's okay to be angry. Mm-hmm. I am frustrated. It's okay to be frustrated. It's when we don't allow those emotions, that's when it builds up, and that's when it can become problematic.
So I believe it's not the emotion or the pain is the problem, is the judgment that you put on top of it.
Or the resistance to it.
Right. They're just signals to bring your resistance. Attention to something, and it's how you interpret that intention.
Right. I think that it's...
Attention, not it's intention.
Sorry. Key to bring... That's okay. Key to bring... Is it resistance to the emotion or judgment of the emotion? Or a special sweet combo of both.
Yeah.
Everyone probably has a different 60-40, 50-50 split. But either way, those are the heaviness on top of the emotion that we're dealing with. So this other idea I wanted to kind of explore is this idea that once we get so addicted to our problems and we are venting, I'm using air quotes on that, because it really becomes at this point more of a complaining. And it's so addictive to continue to complain, because you know there's certain people that are going to feed into that discussion. And how that can really be an energy drain, and it can be the opposite of living a lifted life.
Yeah.
And sure. Yet there's people that you can go to and talk about this one problem, and you'll both be like, yeah, this sucks. This is terrible. Mm-hmm. And you feel validated.
Yeah.
And you feel seen, but you're being seen for the problem. And so often we get stuck in what we don't want, because at least we're being validated. At least we're being seen, but we don't recognize how much we're creating our identity around the problem.
I have nothing really to add to that, because I agree. For me personally, I've caught myself in that loop, and I've went ahead and did it anyway. Like, it's so enticing. Like, at least I brought awareness to it. So from my perspective, at the end of the day, I'm like, you were in that conversation, you brought awareness to it, but you couldn't help yourself and you went ahead and did it anyway. So to myself, I'm like, there's no judgment there, because you did bring awareness. Mm-hmm. At least you were aware. Next time, why don't you try a little harder not to...
Yeah. It reminds me of something, an age-old issue, which I don't feel like I've had too much of a problem with lately as I've grown and evolved. But definitely, I think there were different times, probably even high school, that the word gossip comes to mind. Mm. So talking about someone else.
Word in a long time.
I know. Isn't that funny? So that would be an example of that addictive, like, I know we can both complain about this person and we have this common ground, and feel seen and validated, and we feel maybe a little better than mm-hmm. that feeling of, we're really just trying to identify our worth. and there's other better ways to identify your worth.
Well, first of all, you're worthy as you are. You don't need anything extra to validate yourself.
Yeah.
Easier said than done. But
I talk about our son on the podcast a lot because he has this very unique personality where he gets really into things and then he wants to be really good at it. And when he's not, he gets frustrated and hard on himself, but he keeps going. This summer it was the Rubik's Cube. Right now it's currently scooter tricks. Next season, who knows? Yep. But I see this pattern emerging where he's so hard on himself. And I told him last night, I was tucking into bed, and I said, I just had this thing I realized I really need to tell you. And he's like, what? And I said, you don't have to land a trick to be the most amazing kid I've ever met. You don't have to be better than you are now to be worthy and happy and to feel the love that you deserve. I want you to know that it's fun to do tricks. It's fun to set goals. It's fun to have something to look forward to and to try. But on your way to the thing, you're still so worthy and amazing. You don't have to get there, wherever there is, to feel good now. You're skimping yourself, sonny boy.
Well, what's so hard on that one and is that when he actually does land the trick, that time, all that work he did up to that, that's the payoff. And that's what makes it feel so good. If you did the trick the next day, you'd be like, it took me a half day to learn that.
Yeah.
It takes you 3 weeks and you land that trick. It's like, that was so worth it.
Yeah.
Because you have all that contrast. You have all that experience of what didn't work. And then when you land the one that does, it makes it so worth it.
Well, it's kind of like this podcast. We've been doing it a little over a year now.
I'm speaking from example.
We're starting to get feedback of people saying, I love the show.
Yeah.
They're joining the group saying, why are you joining the group? Because I love the show. And we're like, they love the show. And in the beginning, we were making this show and like...
Well, the truth is for me, this was so scary. And this was something I wanted to do. Deep down, I always knew I wanted to do, but I was so scared of. And I think we talked about it. You're like, let's do it.
Face your fears. Yeah. So anyway, what was I saying right before that? Worthy.
The best husband you've ever had.
Oh my gosh.
That's not saying much. I'm the only husband you ever had.
Let's see. So we're talking about venting.
Mm-hmm. Bottling it up.
Bottling it up. Well, there's a lot. We went a lot of different directions, but I think that there's hopefully a lot of value hidden in there that we do that too. Oh, real quick. I had another insight. I mean, this could be a whole nother episode, but this morning I whipped up some homemade waffles and it went really fast because I've done it a few times now. The first time I made waffles, there was batter all over the counter. I was pouring this. It was messy. It was disgusting. I was nervous. I was going to overcook them. I kept opening it, tearing the waffles. It was a disgrace to Betty Crocker kind. And yet, the second time it got a little better. Third time, this is probably my fourth or fifth time. Borrowed a waffle maker from my sis. Thanks, sis. And I nailed it because I'd done it so many times. But I remember after I made waffles that first time, I truly said out loud, I am not doing that again. That was a big mess and they weren't even that good. And I think that feeling applies to every single time we try something new and we feel like it would be so much easier just to give up. And I know he has that feeling when he's doing the Rubik's Cube or a Tail Whip or anything that it is. And instead to really bring that same awareness that we bring to, is it venting or complaining, to it and say, of course it was hard. It's because it was new. How can I move forward? And sometimes just giving it a little time. I didn't make waffles again for like a week or two after that first round, but it definitely gets easier and you get better. And so much of it is a mindset game. So
I think there's something valuable that maybe you could talk about bottling up emotions and not venting, manifesting into something else. Usually, like I think in your case was headaches and me headaches as well. And I think one time you said something about, like I had a headache and I was telling you and my head hurts and you're like, and you asked me, what emotion are you not willing to feel?
Feel.
I'm from Missouri. I can say feel.
Missouri.
Yeah. But that was very valuable for me because I remember that day I was like, well,
actually,
to be honest, actually it's this. And you're like, okay, well, let's talk about it. And went through it and I actually felt a lot better. So maybe...
Yeah.
I put you on the spot, but maybe you can.
That's okay. I think that it's super true that if we aren't willing to address these emotional blocks, that they will show up in other ways. And at any point that you're experiencing something you don't want to, by shining a light of awareness on the emotional aspect of it, you can manifest some pretty quick healing or some pretty quick ideas on ways to heal. And simply by asking, what is the emotion that I am not willing to feel right now? Or what is the emotion I'm hiding from or I'm trying to avoid? And so a lot of times I think we're not really in touch with those one word vibrations. And so it can be really healthy to say, well, I'm feeling, try to just identify it. Well, I'm feeling this sense of frustration or anger or that I'm disappointing other people or whatever it is. By identifying that emotion, you can just sit with it for just a moment and say, okay, it's okay to feel this. Just like I said earlier from Matt Kahn, it's okay to feel angry. It's okay to feel disappointment. And by allowing that feeling and just sitting with it for a moment, even imagining it, like, go into your heart space and just imagine that feeling being there. It's okay to allow that feeling to just linger for a moment. And then when you move beyond it or you step out of it for a moment, you can see if that was a healing practice for you.
For me personally, what's so powerful about that is what's keeping that emotion there and that feeling is the resistance, the unwillingness to feel it. And it's a scary feeling, like for me personally, public speaking, or not that I do public speaking, or going in public sometimes I don't like to do. Holding that feeling, like it's so scary, and then thinking about, yeah, I know that's a feeling I'm holding back, but I'm scared of it. I don't want to feel it. But if you just let it,
but
just,
don't you
just
think
set with it with no judgment,
yeah,
and then it goes away. It really does go away.
But isn't it? Is what do you think? Is it worse to sit there and feel the fear of doing it, or to actually do it, and then like? Oftentimes what's worse is thinking about doing it. Like the actual doing it isn't hard. It's the thoughts we think about it. And
for
so
sure.
When you just run straight into the wildfire and embrace the difficult thing, it's actually easier than sitting there beating yourself up for why you can't do it. And
yeah,
but yeah. I know that's one of the things that you can definitely say more easily than do. I just realized I need to grab a quick review to highlight. We'll do a quick one from Jonathan. He said, best I've tried. Great probiotic, no stomach pains like others. Like that they are room stable and only one a day. I just take one at night. Definitely feel more regular and happy about it. I think that was a little play on the mood slant that they're basically not really saying, oh, this healed my depression or anxiety, but I'm pooping regularly, which pumps me up. Which I had another customer reach out and say, why do you only talk about the mood stuff? You guys should really be angling that it helps with inflammation and immune stuff. You'd have a lot more sales. They were kind of a little bit
angry.
And I'm like, well, here's the truth. You got to have a unique selling angle. And because we are so targeted on the specific species that help with the body stress response and those good feel good neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine. That's why we always talk about the mood stuff, but she's right.
What's funny, what she's saying, we see those as byproducts.
Yeah.
Like
if you feel good
or side effects, if you would, like to us, those are beneficial side effects.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're targeting.
Well, there's a lot of probiotics out there. So we want to target people who are really looking for this. So yeah, all good stuff. All right. Any other wrap-up thoughts about, so I'd say overall we're talking about the difference between venting and complaining, bringing that light of awareness, identifying areas of your life that you might be addicted to the hit of dopamine that you get from discussing something that makes you feel validated and seen, but identify, is that really an identity that you want to be known for or want to create more of? And so, and then beyond that, willing to feel any emotion, because if we don't let it out in some way, whether it's on paper or to someone, that it will build up. And if we're not willing to feel it, we can't heal it. And it could potentially manifest in other ways, stomach problems, headaches, etc. So hopefully this episode was useful for you. If it was, and we know it was, go on over to iTunes, search The Lifted Life. It'll pop up and allow you to leave us a rating and review. That helps us so much more than you ever will know, so that more people can find us and we can keep doing this awesome show. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.